Hi, everyone, and welcome back to UrduPod101.com. This is Absolute Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 15, Using Urdu to Learn Urdu. I'm John.
Assalamu alaikum, I'm Afra.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask how things are said in Urdu and how to find the meaning of the unknown Urdu words in English. The conversation takes place on a bus.
It's between Ali and Rabia.
They are friends, and so they'll be speaking informally with each other. Let's listen to their conversation.
आप उर्दू में ज़ू कैसे कहते हैं?
चिड़ियाघर।
एक और बार बराहे मेहरबानी।
चिड़ियाघर।
एक बार फिर बराहे मेहरबानी।
चिड़ियाघर।
शुक्रिया।
Let's listen to the conversation one time slowly.
आप उर्दू में ज़ू कैसे कहते हैं?
चिड़िया घर।
एक और बार बराहे मेहरबानी।
चिड़िया घर।
एक बार फिर बराहे मेहरबानी।
चिड़िया घर।
शुक्रिया।
Let's listen to the conversation with the English translation.
आप उर्दू में ज़ू कैसे कहते हैं?
How do you say zoo in Urdu?
चिड़ियाघर।
चिड़ियाघर।
एक और बार बराहे मेहरबानी।
One more time, please.
चिड़ियाघर।
चिड़ियाघर।
एक बार फिर बराहे मेहरबानी।
Once again, please.
चिड़ियाघर।
चिड़ियाघर।
शुक्रिया।
Thank you. You know, people in Pakistan are very impressed when foreigners can speak Urdu.
Yes, even a little bit will be appreciated because Pakistanis love it when they see people trying to learn their language.
I think this is the case with many non-English speaking countries. It shows respect towards their culture and language. Most people are fascinated and more than willing to help you along if you show the initiative.
Sometimes you might find people eager to practice their English instead.
But actually, in Pakistan, most young people can speak English.
That's true. They study in English and even mix English words in their daily conversation.
Sometimes all but a few words in the sentence will be in English.
It's really fascinating, and you will even notice this in Pakistani movies, where more and more people use English words in their daily conversations.
Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
Urdu.
Urdu.
Urdu. Urdu.
Next we have
Me.
In. At.
Me. Me.
Next we have
Kaise.
How.
Kaise. Kaise.
Next we have
कहते,
to say.
कहते, कहते.
Next we have
चिड़िया घर,
zoo.
चिड़िया घर, चिड़िया घर.
Next we have
बराहे मेहरबानी,
please.
बराहे मेहरबानी, बराहे मेहरबानी.
Next we have
बार,
time.
बार, बार.
Next we have
और,
and.
और, और.
And last,
एक और बार.
Again.
एक और बार. एक और बार.
Let's have a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
कहते means to say in Urdu. It comes from the verb kehna.
And like many Urdu verbs, it changes according to the gender and number of the nouns. So for male singular cases, which means if you are a single male or talking about a single male, you use
kehta.
Let's use this in a sentence. If you're a male speaker and you want to say, I say, you'd say
main kehta hoon.
Great. Now, if you're a group of males or talking about a group of males, then you'd say
kehte. So we use in Urdu would be, so we say in Urdu would be hum kehte hain.
If you're a female, then
if you're a female, single or in a group, it does not matter. You use kehti.
So, I say, said by a female speaker is
main kehti hoon.
So, how would you say they say in Urdu?
Well, they is wo. We use the plural for say, which is kehte. So the sentence would be wo kehte hain.
Can you repeat those?
Kehti, kehta, and kehte.
Great. In the same way, the word how also changes according to the gender and the count of the nouns.
Yes. So you would use kesa for a singular male subject.
And for addressing plural male subjects?
Kese.
And for singular and plural female subjects?
Kesi. In this lesson, we'll learn to ask how things are said in Urdu or in English.
Let's start with this useful question. How do you say in Urdu?
Urdu mein kaise kehte hain? Here, Urdu is Urdu. Mein is a postposition which means in. Kaise means how. Kehte means say. And hain means are.
So you're literally asking, Urdu in, how say is, which translates as, how do you say in Urdu?
Let's hear an example.
Sure. How would you say, how do you say market in Urdu?
You would say, Urdu mein market kaise kehte hain?
Okay, another example. How do you say mountain in Urdu?
Urdu mein mountain kaise kehte hain?
Great. Listeners, please repeat.
Urdu mein mountain kaise kehte hain? Just so you know, market in Urdu is bazaar and mountain is pahad.
Now if you want to ask, how would you say something in English? You just have to replace the word Urdu with English, which is
Angrezi.
So how would you ask, how do you say flower in English?
You would say, Angrezi mein phool kaise kehte hain? By the way, phool means flower.
Moving on. Let's look at some more useful phrases. Oftentimes, even if you ask what something is in Urdu, you might not catch the Urdu pronunciation. So, you might have to ask them to repeat it. In such cases, you could say,
Ek aur baar, barahe meherbani. This means, one more time, please. Barahe meherbani means please, and ek aur baar means one more time.
Please repeat after Afra.
Ek aur baar, barahe meherbani.
Now, they've been nice enough to repeat the phrase you don't know, but you still didn't catch it, and you don't want to say, one more time, please, in the same way you did before.
Then you can say, once again, please, which is, ek bar phir barahe meherbani. Now you can use all these new phrases to ask for how things are said in Urdu.
It's actually fun too, because you'll be interacting with others.
And oftentimes, you will find that things you learn in conversations stick more easily in your memory.
Listeners, want to get the newest Urdu lessons for free?
All new UrduPod101.com lessons are free for 3 weeks.
And since we publish new lessons every single week,
you have 3 weeks' worth of free lessons at any given time.
Go to UrduPod101.com.
Click Browse Lessons and then click Newest Lessons to access your free lessons now.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Shukriya aur phir milenge.
Aap Urdu mein zoo kaise kehte hain?
Chidiya ghar.
Ek aur baar barahe meherbani.
Chidiya ghar.
Ek baar phir barahe meherbani.
Chidiya ghar.
शुक्रिया